Hey Thriver, I'm Jess and welcome to the January 2015 workshop for the Thriver Circle. In this month's workshop, I'm going to be taking you through a process of discovering your why, your core values, the things that really drive you, what's underpinning your life and your business, and how you can use those as a really firm foundation to build your ideal business. Not somebody else's idea of what your business should be, but what you really want your business to be. So, let's get started.
So today I want to talk to you about how to find your why, your core values, and what really drives you, and how you can use that knowledge to build your ideal business rather than somebody else's idea of what your ideal business should be. You know, there's so many people out there who we can look up to and that we can look to model, and everybody does things their own way. And it can be easy, especially when we're getting started, to think, oh, that person's doing an awesome job. I'm gonna copy what they do and do things the way they do them. But you might soon find that that doesn't work for you and it's not the way you want to do business. And you'll have people, you know, giving you advice, like I am right now, about, you know, what you should do and what you shouldn't do. And you should definitely listen to that advice, especially from people who have, you know, walked the path before you and maybe a little bit further ahead. But at the same time, you know yourself best, you know what you want, and you need to be true to yourself and what you want out of your business. So let's get started with this one. The first thing I want to talk to you about is your why. So, you know, your why is your reason for doing this. Why do you want to grow a handmade business? Why do you want to turn a hobby into a business? Or, you know, why do you want to grow this to being whatever you want it to be? You may still not be clear on what you want it to be. You may not know if you want a full-time business or just a hobby business or something that, you know, earns you enough money to take your family on holiday. But, you know, by understanding your why you're doing this, what's driving you, it can really help you to make the decision-making process a lot easier as you go forward. Because you'll come up to a lot of forks in the path, a lot of places where you have to go one way or the other. And unless you have a really deep understanding of why you're doing this, it can make making those decisions really difficult. So let's think about this for a little bit. How do we discover what our why is? I mean, you may already know, it just may be a burning beacon inside of you that says, yes, this is why I'm doing this. I know exactly why I'm doing this. But it may not be. It may be a little bit more vague and you may not be quite sure, you know, what you're trying to achieve and why you're trying to achieve it. So let's dive into that a little bit and talk about core values, because by understanding your core values, you'll more easily understand what's important to you in life and therefore decide whether, you know, the direction you're going with your business is in line with those core values. So what is a core value? Well, there are lots of different definitions and lots of different examples of core values, but I wanted to show you this awesome little matrix. It's from this book by Shana Kennedy. It's called Simplify, Structure, Succeed, and I'll put a link in the workshop post so you can check that out. I really like it. It's not a long book, but it's got a lot of interesting, helpful ideas and inspiring quotes and ideas in there to help you work out, you know, what you want out of your life, and, you know, therefore it's a great thing to use to work out what you want out of your business too. So I'll also put a link to a higher resolution version of this matrix so you can print it out and if you want to, or have a closer look at it. So what I want you to do is have a look at that matrix, and you'll see that there's a lot of different values listed on there. My challenge to you today is to pick three of those values. And, you know, there might be a value that you hold dear that's not in that matrix, and that's absolutely fine, obviously. But I want you to look through them and I want you to think, okay, which of those values are my top three? Which are my most dear values in my life? Because whatever values you hold dear in your life are going to be the same values you hold dear in your business. You know, you can't separate one from the other. So when you're growing your business, you need to make sure that your growth and the direction you're going is in line with your core values. So I'll give you an example. One of my three top core values is freedom. That's what drives me to be my own boss, to set my own hours, to build a business that does, you know, runs the way I want it to run. I don't want to be having to get up at a certain time every morning and going somewhere and working for someone else. There's a great quote, I can't think of who it is at the moment off the top of my head, but you know, it goes something like, if you don't build your own dreams, someone else will employ you to build theirs. And I don't want to build someone else's dream. I want to build my own dream. And I want to have the freedom to do that exactly how I want to do it. So everything I do in growing my business, whenever I have to make a decision, I think, does this make me more free or less free? And that's a pretty easy, you know, decision to make. Of course, there'll be times when I might choose to do something that makes me a little less free, but it has some other benefits that, so I make the decision that, yeah, that's what I want to do. For example, with having a jewelry business, I obviously have to have a studio at home. I can't, you know, be one of those nomadic entrepreneurs who can travel, 365 days of the year and go wherever, whenever. I have responsibilities to my customers and I have orders to fulfill. And to a certain extent, that requires me to be at home. But that's okay because it fulfills some of my other desires, you know, the desire to create and connect with people and create something meaningful, a piece of jewelry that means something to someone. My specialty is wedding rings and I really love making such a special piece of jewelry for people. So, you know, it's important to understand your core values so you can make decisions with them in mind. So I want you to have a look at that. I want you to actually, you know, pause this if you need to, have a look at the matrix and actually decide, okay, these are my three core values. And you might have more that appeal to you, of course, you know, but I want you to try and just choose the top three and write them down. And that will really help you as we go forward. So, as I said, stop now, write this down, I'll wait. Okay, you're back? Awesome. So you've got your three core values and you've got them written down. Now, use that in this next, to make, you know, this next question come to life. And the question is, what's my why? So what is your why? You know, thinking about those core values and, you know, everything that's happened to bring you to this point, what is it that's driving you? What direction do you want to go? What is it that you want out of this business? You know, my why might be something like, I want the freedom to live on my own terms, and I want the freedom to create what I want to create. I want the connection with other people, my customers. My why is to help other people, you know, create a life that they love through creating a handmade business, because I love all, you know, so much about handmade business. I love the integrity of it. I love the craftsmanship. I love the connection between people and the valuing of things in this kind of throwaway culture. You know, so there's so many things I love about handmade as an ideal. And so I want to help other people kind of bring that into being. And that's why Create and Thrive exists. So I want you to just, again, if you want to pause the video or just stop and have a little think, and actually write a paragraph, you know, and start it with my why is, and really write down what's driving you, what your fundamental, you know, truth is. Why do you want to do this? Okay, so you've got your core values and you've got your why. So let's now go through a few steps of things that, you know, pieces of advice that I have about building your ideal business and how you may be, you know, held back from doing that by certain things. So the first one is this. Number one, don't be limited by who you think you are. So we all have ideas and, you know, pictures in our heads of who we think we are, what sort of person we are, what we're good at, what we're not good at. You know, oh, I'm creative, I'm no good at maths. I'm scientific, I'm no good at being creative, which is ridiculous because science is very creative. You know, all of those sort of things. I'm messy. You know, I've always had an idea that I'm a messy person. You know, I was that kid when I was a teenager who had to clear a path between the door and the bed because I just had stuff everywhere. And as I got older, I got a little less messy, but it was only when I met my lovely husband, Nick, who's quite neat, that, you know, I've gotten better at being less messy. And living in a very small space, as we do, you know, you really have to do the whole a place for everything and everything in its place, otherwise chaos reigns. So I guess I still have a bit of a lingering, oh, I'm a bit of a messy person, but in reality, I'm not too bad. I'm mostly organized these days. So, you know, those things can change and shift. Also, like, when I was a kid, from when I was about 6 years old to when I finished university for the first time, I wanted to be a research scientist. You know, my dream was to be a virologist off somewhere, working somewhere in the world, helping to cure AIDS or some other horrible virus or disease. But when I got to the point where my dream was close to being realized, I realized, you know what, this is actually not what I want after all. You know, I had this dream, I had this vision, I guess, of what it would be like to do that. And the reality was very different. And I found that I didn't actually enjoy that process. So I had to change my whole, like, that was literally, you know, how I thought of myself. I am a scientist. I am an academic person. That is what I do. That is what I am. And I had to change everything about that worldview that I had for myself in order to move on with my life and go in a different direction. And that happened again when I started making jewelry and making stuff as a hobby. I'd never thought of myself as someone who was creative with craft or anything. I'd never done it, really. You know, I'm not like one of those people who, oh, I grew up, my family was very creative and I learned all this at my grandmother's knee. No, that wasn't me. I didn't have any real experience with that sort of stuff. So it was a new discovery for me when I was in my, you know, later 20s. So again, I had to have a bit of a paradigm shift about who I was. So, you know, you may be in a similar situation. You may have a certain career or a certain history that makes you think, oh, you know, I'm not really the right type of person to do this. But you can be. You just have to change who you think you are. And following on from that is, don't be limited by who other people think you are. Because just as we build up all these ideas about who we are in our minds, you know, everyone around us reflects that. Everyone else has an idea of you in their mind and who you are and what your personality traits are and what you're good at and what you're not good at. And as you decide to perhaps shift who you are, so, you know, say you think of yourself as really creative, but you're like, you know what? I want to make a go of this. I actually want to make a profitable business. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's that whole starving artist mentality. There's nothing wrong with that. I can learn how to build a website or market my business or do my bookkeeping. Because if you have the confidence in yourself and you decide that you can do it, you can. And, you know, when you make that paradigm shift, you might get some pushback from the people around you who go, oh, you can't do that, blah, blah, blah. Or why would you want to do that? Or that's not cool, or, you know, whatever it is. But don't let that stop you, because this is your life and it's your business and you have to decide, yes, this is what I want to do, and damn what everybody else thinks. I'm just going to go for it and have the self-confidence that you can figure it out. So I just wanted to leave that point with this little bit. You know, if you told me at 23, I talked about, you know, how I was very academic, scientifically minded. If you told that girl back then that now, I'm 33 now, that in 10 years' time, you know, she'd be making her living selling jewelry on the internet, she would have laughed her head off. Seriously, she would not have believed you. So that just goes to show, you know, how you can change and how much you can evolve and grow in a direction that may be completely not what you'd expected. And I'll tell you from my, you know, my personal experience, I couldn't be happier. You know, I'm doing what I want with my life every day and it's fantastic. So I wouldn't change anything. So number two is, build the business you want. I touched on this earlier, but, you know, I have an online-based business. That works for me because, you know, I design stuff that I can reproduce. I've always loved the internet. I've been, you know, building websites as a hobby since I was a teenager. So it kind of was a no-brainer for me that I would build an internet-based business. So that works for me. And, you know, I absolutely think everybody needs some sort of online presence for their business, you know, at a website, a minimum, even if you're not selling online. But that might not be the way for you. You know, you may want to focus on markets. You know, you may, like, there's a famous market near me called the Yamundi Markets. They're on twice a week. And most of the people who sell there are you know, there every single week. So it's basically a shop that they have twice a week. And some of them are fabulously successful, a lot of makers, and they really enjoy it. But the thought of that strikes fear into my heart because it doesn't align with my ideal of freedom. You know, if I committed myself to that, I wouldn't be able to just up and go on holidays for months at a time overseas, and, you know, I'd lose my spot and I'd lose my livelihood. Whereas the way I have things now, I can shut down my online shops for a while and then know that I can come back to them when I return. So, you know, it's really important to know what sort of business you want to build, what sort of model you want for that business. You know, are you going to be selling via retail? Does that work for you, selling wholesale? That's cool. You know, everybody's business is different. Everybody has a different goal. Everybody has a different, you know, direction and type of product that works in different avenues. So, you know, you really need to think about building the business you want to build. And don't be swayed by the sort of business you should grow. I mean, should according to who? Sure, as I said, you know, you may see people go, I want to build a business like them, or people may tell you, you should do this or should do that. Listen to their advice and then run it by yourself and go, is this really what I want? Like people say to me all the time, you should hire somebody to help you with the making so you can make more and sell more. And I say, I don't want to do that because I don't want to be responsible for employing someone, and I don't want somebody to be coming into my personal space because my studio's in my house every day, and that just doesn't appeal to me. So sure, maybe I should be doing that according to some people, but it's not what I want, and therefore that's not what I do. But do listen to the advice of those who have built the sort of business you want. So there are people out there who've done things the way you want to do them. Go find them. Go see what they've done. You know, stalk them in the nicest possible way and, you know, see how they're running their business. You know, how are they marketing their business? How are they connecting with the customers? You know, ask them a question on Twitter or something like that. Make it, you know, don't send them an email with your life story, and, you know, they're busy people, but make a connection with them and try to build that relationship and learn from them. And most of us are happy to share a little bit of information. As long as it doesn't take too much time, we're happy to, you know, answer a question here or there, or we're happy to, you know, talk about what's worked for us and what hasn't worked for us. So look for those people who've built businesses the way you want to build them and use them as models, as guides for how you can do it yourself. Okay, so number three kind of flows from number two, and that is, don't grow just for the sake of growing. Have an idea in your mind of what you want your ultimate goal to be. You know, do you want a full-time business? If so, put a number on that. Like, how much money do you need to be making every month or every year? I have a daily number that I shoot for every single day, that I know if I hit that amount of money every day and I did that every day of the year, I would hit my yearly income goal. So it's, you know, breaking it down that much. Okay, how much money do I want to make? And then look at what you've, you know, what you're making. Look at your prices that you're charging and work out if it's feasible. And, you know, if it is, that's awesome. But you may need to adjust things. And you will, I know this might sound kind of far-fetched now if you're just starting out, but you will get to a point where you get too busy, okay? You know, if you get a modicum of success, you will have orders coming in and coming in, and there will get a point where you can't keep up because you're only one person and you only have so many hours in the day to make your orders, because you're making, you know, things by hand. So, you know, you have to think, okay, well, when I reach that point, what am I going to do? Am I going to grow? Am I going to expand? Am I going to outsource some of my work? You know, it might not be the making. It might be the making. But what can I do? Can I outsource stuff? Do I want to do that? Or do I just want to keep it small? And if you want to keep it small, then you need to start thinking about strategies to do that. Things like raising your prices. I've done that before in order to manage workload, because, you know, well, theoretically, if you raise your prices, you should possibly reduce the number of sales you get, but you still make as much, if not more, money that you did before. And so experiment with that. You know, But you may be the opposite. You may be like, you know what? I want to be the next Jonathan Adler, the next Martha Stewart. I want to have an empire. And, you know, that's awesome. So you have to work out how you're going to do that. What are you going to do? How are you going to grow? But you don't have to. You can stay small. You can stay just you, working in your studio by yourself if you want to. You just have to be smart about it, and you have to work out how you can do that while still making the amount of money that you need to make your business profitable and make it successful in your mind, whatever success means to you. And, you know, I always think this to myself when I'm stressed out or pushing myself too hard. You know, what's the point of making $1 million? Not that I've made $1 million, but what would be the point of making $1 million if you're stressed out, burnt out, and over it? Life is to be enjoyed. You know, life, it, to me, that's one of my values, is pleasure and enjoyment and fun. You know, I want to wake up every day and enjoy my life and be happy. And I don't want to, you know, be unhappy or push myself too hard or burn myself out just for a couple more dollars. It's not worth it. So, you know, that's, for me, is why I have this vision in my head of what I want my business to be. And I work things so that it stays within the bounds of that business model in my head, so that I can have the time I want. You know, I often have people say to me, oh, you know, you do so much, you must not sleep. I sleep a good solid 8 hours every single night. I never miss my sleep. It's very important. I also have plenty of time off during the day. I usually have at least 2 days off a week, everything going normal. And, you know, I do other things. I have hobbies. I do archery, and I go see my friends, and I do yoga, and I go away to retreats, and I travel. You know, I don't have my nose to the grindstone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I have a boundary, you know, of time that I work and what I'm happy to do. And you need to do that for yourself too, so that you have your business, but you also have your life. Okay, so number four, it's one of my favorites, is you'll figure it out. You will. Like, you know, don't, as we said before about the idea of who you are or what you can do and what you're capable of and what you're not capable of, you are. You're capable of it. You can figure it out, you know, whatever the challenge may be. And it's my favorite quote here, it's all figure outable, from Marie Forleo. If you don't know who Marie Forleo is, I highly recommend you go check her out. She's good fun and is full of tons of good advice about building a business and life that you love. That is her tagline. So, you know, don't hold back from doing something just because you don't know how to do it yet, okay? I think it's easier for the younger we are to kind of throw ourselves out there and go, hey, I can figure everything out. But the older we get a little bit more contained, and we get a little bit more set in our ways, and we think, oh no, you know, I can't work that out. That's for the young people, or that's for other people to work out, or, you know, whatever else. But it's not true. It's figure outable. You can figure it out. And a little story on that for you is how I started a magazine. So you may or may not know that back in 2010, I actually launched a magazine for the handmade community called Bespoke. And it was a little A5, self-published, full-color magazine, full of all sorts of things to do with the handmade community. And when I started that, I started it purely on a whim, as a dream. I had no idea what I was doing, like absolutely no idea what I was doing. I'd never worked in publishing. I'd never worked in, you know, the editing field. I'd never sourced advertisers. None of that. I had no idea what I was doing. So, you know, I came from a place of purely passion and no knowledge, and I had to figure it all out. And I did. And I can tell you, you know, when that first issue came and I held it in my hands, I was so excited and so proud of what I'd managed to achieve. It was an awesome feeling. So, you know, I'm just so excited and so, you know, fired up about helping other people have that experience of figuring it out, working it out, and making your dream into a tangible reality, because you can do it. And number five, which is really important, and really should have been number one, because it comes before anything else, is to take care of you before you take care of business. You really have to take care of yourself. And, you know, whatever that means to you. Taking care of your health, taking care of your mind and your body, getting enough sleep, getting enough water, eating healthy food, spending time with friends and family, having hobbies outside of your work. All of these things are so important. And the reason is because, you know, you can always build another business and you have time to build your business. But you can't get another body and you can't get another mind. And if you burn yourself out by pushing too hard, too fast, everything's going to fall apart. And, you know, it won't just affect your business, it'll affect other aspects of your life as well. And I learned this one the hard way. You know, when I first kind of went full time with Ethereal, I just threw myself into it, like working 16-hour days, 7 days a week. Literally, that's all I did for a while. And, you know, I had the kind of tendency to get really passionate and really into something for a period of time. And I just rode that wave. But after a year or so, you know, it really took its toll on me. I gained like 10 kilos because I wasn't exercising anymore. My job previously, I'd been on my feet for hours every day walking around, and then I'd been going to the gym, and I just kind of let all that slide. And I burnt out, and I reached a point where I was sick of it and I was over it. I didn't care anymore. And I didn't care because I'd burnt myself out and I needed to take a step back and have a break and reevaluate my life and reevaluate what I valued in order to move forward again. And that was a big shift for me, and I changed a lot about how I live my life. You know, I made sure I had days off and I made sure I started exercising, and it's made all of the difference. My business has grown, you know, since then many, many times over, and it's grown at a sustainable level, and it's meant that it's grown while I've enjoyed my life to the full and I haven't felt like I'm overwhelmed or working too hard. So it's really important to put yourself first and think about how you can take care of you. So what I want you to do now is I want you to just, again, pause this video for a minute and have a think and write down three things you know that you should be doing to take care of yourself that you're going to commit to making a priority. So three things, whatever those three things may be. It may be hanging out with your kids more. It may be going away, you know, for a weekend once a year with your girlfriends. It may be drinking enough water every day. It may be going for a walk every day. Whatever it is, I want you to pick three things. Pause this, have a think, write them down. So let's do that. Okay, you're done? Awesome. So far, you know, we've gone through your core values, you've gone through what's your why, and now you've got three things you're going to do to take care of yourself in order to take care of your business. So let's come full circle to what's your why. Has that changed at all, depending on what I've talked about today? If it has, make sure to write it down and scribble, cross things out and change things, whatever works for you. And then the final question, and I want you to, again, write down your answer to this. And I'm going to have a little worksheet in the workshop notes that you can use. What's your way? What's your way to build your ideal business in the way that works for you the best? Now, if you'd like to, I would love it for you to come over to the Facebook group and actually share your answers to this. You know, share your core values and what your why is and how you're going to be taking care of yourself to build your ideal business by building your ideal self and your ideal life as a foundation. If you don't want to share, that's fine. I understand some of this stuff can be pretty personal and you want to keep it to yourself, and that's awesome. But if you do want to share, I would love to read it and I'll come over and check it out. And if you have any questions for me about what we've talked about in this workshop today, again, you know, you can leave them below in the comments on the workshop page, or you can leave them in the Facebook group. Just make sure to remember to tag me, Jessica Van Den Wassenberg, and I'll come on over and answer your questions. So, what's your why? What's your way?